Could I welcome everybody to this solemn commemoration, an act of remembrance today for the great events that led to our freedoms and all the great events and deaths that took place in the East and the Soviet and the former Russian republics. And we're here to commemorate these great events. I welcome everybody.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I should bow with great pleasure in asking His Excellency, Ambassador Yakovenko of the Russian Federation, to come forward and take us through his thoughts on this very important day as we commemorate all our dead.
So. Lord Mayor, Your Excellencies, dear veterans, ladies and gentlemen. Today on the 10th of November 2013, we honor and remember members of the Russian and the Soviet armed forces who fought heroically and sacrificed their lives in the First and Second World Wars. The First World War, or Great War, became known as the war to end all wars. But in 20 years' time, World War II broke out. It was not only then that the world drew the right conclusions and created a universal collective security system based on the United Nations. Still, the ideological confrontation of the Cold War distorted its operation. The perceived geopolitical imperatives led to many military conflicts or stood in the way of international effort to help resolve peacefully a number of domestic and international conflicts. It is only now that the international armed community can take full use of the peacekeeping potential of the United Nations. It has been consistent policy of New Russia to eliminate use of military force in world politics. We did it at all times, including the convening the two Hague conferences at the turn of the century and by way of disarmament initiatives at the time of the Cold War. We strongly believe that potential political negotiated solutions have no realistic alternatives. This explains our position on the events in the Middle East, including the Syrian crisis. We need to pause all our busy lives and take a moment to consider horrifying costs of conflicts in the past and understand the very reason why we should work hard towards making the world a better place free of the scourge of war. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ambassador, thank you. And now it's again a pleasure to introduce the Right Honourable Simon Hughes, the MP, for this distinguished barrack.
Mr. Mayor, Your Excellencies, Vice Chairman, Councillors, veterans, especially veterans and friends. The oldest person in Britain is somebody who we in this borough have the honour to have as one of our citizens, and she was born in 1899, and her fiancé went off to serve in the First World War, and like so many others, never returned. And she still remembers that loss at her wonderful ripe old age of 113. The rest of us don't have memories that go back as long as that. My grandparents, my grandfathers both served in the First World War. My mother's father was injured. But we have our heritage of memories, and we have our history. And if we read our history, we know that the successes after the traumas of both World Wars were only achieved by countries coming together
to work together to achieve peace out of war. And we pay tribute in particular today at this memorial to the Russian people and the people of the former Soviet republics, also represented here, who were part of that huge army which paid such an enormous price. It is almost inconceivable any time we gather here to think that 25 million people gave their lives from the former Soviet Union in the battles to secure peace in Europe. And it's a particular honor today to have with us representatives of the Arctic convoys, who this very month, thanks to the courtesy and generosity of the Russian government, are taking from this country one of the medals they have just been given by our government to put in the equivalent museum to the Imperial War Museum in Moscow on the last Friday of this month. And later to receive from the Russian government medals to mark their service in making sure the war effort in those terribly difficult Arctic waters brought peace. I want to say just one other thing, which is that this is not just history, this is current affairs too. And I want to say how important it is that just in recent weeks we've seen the collaboration of the Russian government with the American government and our government and the European Union and others in two very important sets of peace negotiations. One to try to deal with chemical weapons in Syria, and the others just in the last 3 days in Geneva to try to bring a settlement on the issue of weapons in Iran. The legacy of the United Nations, the legacy of diplomacy, I hope will mean that we will always try to seek peace rather than take our peoples to war. Mr. Mayor, in all parts of the world, people know the horror of war and the terrible price that peoples pay when there is not a peaceful resolution. It's very important that we gather every year at this memorial to remember just how high a price peoples have paid, to say thank you for those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, and to pledge ourselves, as far as we humanly can, to work so that it never, ever happens again.